The Italian Telefe Connection, Simoncini, Scaglioni, Damanato, by Dom Serafini. The story of Gustavo Scaglione is just as interesting as the trajectory of Telefe, the Argentinian TV network that Scaglione, together with José Luis Manzano, acquired on October 23, 2025, for a reported US $100 million. From the US studio Paramount. A sidebar about Scaglione is on page 26. Meanwhile, here we explore the connecting elements between the city of Rosario and its prominent media pioneers. Telefe was founded as Televisión Federal S.A. in 1989 by the Italian-born Pedro Pietro Simoncini, 1923-2020. In the beginning, Telefe was known as El Canal de la Familia, the family's channel. The now 65-year-old Gustavo Santiago Scaglione, son of Italian immigrants, was born and raised in Rosario, Argentina's third-largest city, where Simoncini lived and, since 1975, has been the majority, 70%, shareholder of Canal 5 Rosario. Canal 5 was the city's first TV station, created in 1964, which became part of Telefe. Simoncini's Canal 5 is the station that Scaglione took ownership of with the Telefe acquisition. In 2015, the Scaglione-Damanato family acquired 55%, each owning a 27.5% stake of Televisión Litoral, the Rosario-based company that last year purchased Telefe from Paramount for a reported U.S. $13 million. Gustavo Scaglione married Josefina Damanato in 1996, both pictured on the cover. Born in 1966, Josefina is the youngest daughter of Carlos Damanato, 1925-2017, an Italian bank agent who inherited Damanato's Sociedad de Bolsa S.A., the oldest exchange house in Argentina, founded in 1886. What is now Telefe's flagship TV channel in Buenos Aires, known as Teleonce, and is still numbered Channel 11 in Buenos Aires, under the indirect ownership of the U.S. TV network ABC, now owned by Disney, with the founder listed as the Italian-Argentinian Jesuit priest Hector Grandinetti. Newspaper reports in Argentina indicated that when TV channels in the country were being privatized in 1983, after first being nationalized in 1973, Italy's Silvio Berlusconi and Italian-born Argentinian businessman Francesco Franco Macri, 1931-2019, bid for Canal 11. Macri was the father of former Argentinian President Mauricio Macri, who served from 2015 to 2019. However, the bid was won by a consortium formed by Televisión Federal, led by Pedro Simoncini with 30%, Atlantida, of which Spain's Telefónica owned 30% with 14%, and the balance by investors Avelino Porto and Santiago Soldati. In 1998, Telefónica acquired the rest of Atlantida, as well as 70% of Telefe, with its 8 owned and operated local TV stations, for a reported U.S. $530 million. That sum included the majority ownership of Azul Televisión, now Channel 9, and some other media entities. Subsequently, Telefónica divested its Azul shares. In 2016, Telefónica sold Telefe for U.S. $345 million to Viacom, now Paramount. At that time, Viacom was also the major shareholder of the CBS TV network, which in the 1980s was the indirect owner of Argentina's Canal 13, Canal 11's main competitor. The entry of the Scaglione-Damanato family holding, of which Scaglione is the president, into the media business started in 2015 with Televisión Litoral S.A., TVL, which owns TV's Canal 3, as well as 2 radio stations. Subsequently, TVL expanded with the acquisition of Canal 8, El Ocho TV, in Tucumán, Canal 11, El Once TV, in Salta, Canal 9, El Nueve TV, in Bahía Blanca, all Telefe affiliates, and Canal 6, in Patagonia. In 2024, TVL acquired 10% of Grupo America, also known as the Villa Manzano Group, headed and founded by Daniel Villa and José Luis Manzano in 1996, which also owned Canal 10 in Junín. Earlier, in 2019, Grupo America had sold newspapers La Capital in Rosario and Uno in Santa Fe, as well as some radio stations to Scaglione Damenato's TVL. Moving on to Scaglione's life, newspaper accounts describe him as a football, soccer, basketball, and rugby player who entered the business of the air conditioning of buses and trucks after buying a bankrupt refrigeration company. At the National University of Rosario, he studied political science, social communication, and economics. With his wife, Josefina, Scaglione expanded in the 2000s into agricultural business, travel, and tourism, and managed 6 hotels they bought in the city of San Carlos de Bariloche. This was before buying into TVL, the Rosario Media Group founded by Alberto Sirogolan, a former mayor of Rosario. To acquire Telefe, TVL partnered with José Luis Manzano, with whom TVL shares ownership of Grupo America. The 70-year-old Manzano is a medical doctor and a former Argentinian minister of the interior turned financier and media owner, but is not involved with running Telefe. His unauthorized biographical book, Todo Tiene Precio, was published in 1992. Scaglione's shares in the Buenos Aires-based Grupo America allowed him, in addition to a regional presence, to enter the national arena, where he became known as El Pulpo, the octopus, for his ability to expand a media conglomerate throughout Argentina and in various sectors, television, radio, newspapers, and digital media. In this respect, he defines himself as a multi-sector businessman, with investments in agriculture, tourism, financial areas, and in more than 30 media outlets nationwide. Televisión Federal S.A., Telefe, was acquired by TVL from the Argentinian group formed by Atlántida Comunicaciones S.A., 79.02%, and Enfisur S.A., 20.98%. Both companies are owned by Viacom Camden Lock Limited, a UK subsidiary of Viacom Inc., now Paramount Skydance Corporation. Telefe, one of Argentina's 6 national TV networks, reaches 95% of Argentine TVHH, some 44 million people. It produces over 3,500 hours of content annually and has a library of more than 33,000 hours. It also operates Telefe International, a pay channel available to more than 8 million viewers across 20 countries. This has been The Italian Telefe Connection, Simoncini Scaglione Damenato, by Dom Serafini.